Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
As I said, this week is a big week. Next Monday, we're coming back for 2 hours with you. So we'll have an opportunity to dissect everything that's going to go on in the state championships, which will be starting next Wednesday night at Pitbull Stadium with the 1A teams at FIU. But this week, we have a lot of other things to take care of. 7 local teams still alive for an opportunity to go to the state championships. Somebody who covers this thing, and he knows all the pairings. He'll tell you anything about any team, where they're from, how long they've been. Bill Daly from the Miami Herald is kind enough to join us. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time. And this is the time of year you love. I know that.
Oh, it's just right before Santa Claus comes, Lou. You know, we get the high school state playoffs, and it's great. And maybe the first 2 rounds are just a real cluster of games, but once you get like to the regional finals and now the state semis, it's just really good because the cream comes to the top, and you get a lot of the usual suspects, and then you get a few new teams like the game I'm going to on Friday night, West Boca Raton. Nobody knows much about them. I know you saw them a few weeks ago, and we'll get into games in a minute. But it's always good. It's just great to see this games. And even more exciting is the fact that the finals are down here this year at Pitbull Stadium there. So it's good stuff. So for sure.
Yeah. So. Well, let's start it off in 1A. Chaminade Madonna has lost twice in the last 8 years, and the team that they've lost to is coming down. Jacksonville Trinity Christian with Verlin Dormany. Chaminade's been on a roll, Bill. You know that. And easily, if not the number one team in the state, they're at least one of the top teams in the state. How do you look at that game?
32-1, Larry. I looked it up today. This team is 32-1 over the last 8 seasons in the postseason. And obviously, as you alluded to, the one loss is to Trinity Christian. And when you think about it, it was in the closing seconds of the game on a 4th-down touchdown pass. And if they break the pass up, I mean, this team has 7 straight state titles. I mean, it's just it's mind-boggling to think about. And you just wonder when it will end for Chaminade, and it's sure not going to end on Friday. I mean, they're just playing at a different level, and then they're just, I mean, you look at the scores of their games, and it's not competitive. Now, a lot of respect to Verlin Dormany and what he's done at Trinity Christian, I would find it, I'm sure it's just almost routine. It's amazing Chaminade doesn't get really caught. You know, they don't even get caught with their pants down. I mean, they show up every week. You know, that's a good job that Damian does with them. He has them prepped and ready to go every game. I mean, they don't just win games by a touchdown. I mean, they just blow people out. Now, Trinity Christian, we'll see. But I don't anticipate it. Might not necessarily be a running clock, but I'm sure Chaminade's going to coast. So
no doubt. 9 straight they're going for, which is an amazing, amazing feat to go to anything 9 straight years. 2A, Booker T. Washington takes the 510-mile drive up to Havana's Gadsden County to play against a pretty good football team, a team that is built over the last couple years. But never count, and I say never count Ice Harris's teams out.
No, and you and I were talking about this one yesterday, because Gadsden County is one of those one of those mystery teams that's never really been to where they are before. Going up against, Booker T has been there so many times, okay? And it's one of those teams that they know how to win these games, in December, okay? They've been there many, many times. They've had a lot of battles with Coco through the years. And, it's a new crop, basically, with ICE taking them up there. It's a new crop of players. But, they're just, something about this, this program that they know how to win these big games. And Gadsden County, as good as they are, they've never been to this point. They've never been here before. They don't know what it's like. So, fortunately, they get to play at home, and Booker T's got to make the long trip. So we'll see how that goes.
No doubt.
It'll be tough for the Tornadoes, but I wouldn't be shocked at all if they can go up there and find a way to knock them off.
No doubt. Let's move along because I want to get to all the games, Bill. We only have a few minutes left. 3A, Miami Northwestern, Teddy Bridgewater in his first year, going to a Melbourne's O'Galley High School. I look at it this way. O'Galley's played a really, really good season. They've never seen anything like Northwestern. Too much team speed.
No, and like I just said, here's a team in rarefied air. They've never been there before. Northwestern does this stuff, they go to these games like we change our underwear, okay? So that they go there all the time. They play these games, and I expect Northwestern to not only win, but I think coast. I don't think this is going to be close.
Yeah. Miami Norland used an ineligible player the last time they played American Heritage during the regular season. It cost them in a major way. American Heritage gets the number one seed in the state, also a home field advantage. They proved it last week. They beat Norland 35-14. Now they have a St. Augustine team that's been there and done that. State runners-up has been in the mix. Talk about that game. And it's at home.
Yeah, it's down here in Plantation. Well, we got so spoiled over the years. Normally we get all these, our state semis down here. We only have, two teams playing at home this week in Heritage and Chaminade. So, a lot of us have to hit the road, including Andre. He's going up to U-Galley, and I'm going to West Boca for the Southridge game. We'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, St. Augustine, down to the wire, lost on the last play of the game last year on a field goal, on a walk-off field goal. So St. Augustine, don't know a lot about them other than, that they're very good. They're up there a lot year after year. But Malachi Toney has just it's amazing how this kid has stepped in when Diabel goes down and just transforms himself into pretends he's back in youth football again. And he's a quarterback. Yeah. And that was an amazing, remarkable win over Norland last week. And it's a credit to Mike Smith and the job that he's done with this team and this program. And I expect Heritage to win this game. And I think Heritage is going to win the 4A state championship.
No doubt. Let's cruise along. We have a few minutes left. St. Thomas Aquinas on the road against Manatee. They've played before. St. Thomas has won. This is not the St. Thomas everybody remembers, but they are on a five-year streak, five-time defending state champs.
Incredible win up in Delray Beach last. I mean, the first time I was down at the Southridge game against West Broward, and somebody whispered me, 20-0 Atlantic in the first quarter. And I nodded, you kind of figured St. Thomas was vulnerable this year and this is where it's going to end. And 3 hours later, and I get busy with my game, so I don't hear much after that. And next thing you know, somebody says they St. Thomas wins in double overtime. And I just said, typical St. Thomas, another team, it's the helmets, it's the uniforms, it's the coaching. I don't know, but they know how to win. And I kind of think they got a break because we all thought they were going to have to go to Lakeland and play Lakeland up there. And now they get Manatee instead. Very winnable game for St. Thomas. Don't be shocked if they, after it, kind of by their standards, a struggling season, they wind up back in the state championship game and go for six in a row.
Yeah, let's see. Class 6A, you're going to it, Southridge against West Boca Raton. West Boca Raton undefeated at 13-0, did lose to Western, but got the game back. Quickly talk about that because I want to jump into 7A as well.
Yeah, Pierre Senatus just appeared just on a tremendous, his third year, got back to Southridge and got that ship righted very quickly. And got them very good, very quick. Terrific quarterback. Boy, that kid, James Peroni, boy, keep an eye on that name as a sophomore. And he was outstanding last week. He's good. They got a real good quarterback. And, again, one of those things, West Boca had never been there before. Southridge going up there. Southridge really hasn't been there either in a long time. I think this quarterback for Southridge is the difference. I think Southridge can win this game.
No doubt. Finally, 7A, two-time defending state champion Christopher Columbus is good a coach team as you're going to find against two-time defending state runner-up Venice. Everybody's picked Venice since the beginning. It's going to be a tough road, but Dave Dunn and his staff, if anybody's going to pull the upset like we, you and I talk, it could be them.
Yeah, it was a remarkable win over Western last Friday afternoon at Tropico. I mean, just amazing. They fall behind. Western takes the lead with 2 minutes to go, and they're just so well coached, Larry. I'm watching that team on that last drive. They didn't have a single – they didn't panic. They didn't start throwing deep pass. They just very patiently, methodically, they had their timeouts, and they moved their way down the field. They got a good kicker, good field goal kicker, and got themselves a 42-yard field goal try and nailed it. I mean, it was magnificent. Yep. Two-minute drill, and got themselves into the state semis. Boy, they're really up against it on Friday night, though. We talked yesterday, I told you Andre Fernandez looked up the ESPN top 100 players in the country, and no team playing tomorrow on Friday has more than two or three, and Venice has like six or seven. So it shows you what Venice is and what they're up against, and that team just hardly ever loses on their field. They fiercely defend their field. Explorers, yeah. They, 3 years ago, they went up there and they got handled pretty easily. And if Columbus can just hang in there, maybe they can pull off of the upset. But it'd be pretty big upset. But I wouldn't put it past Dunn and company maybe to somehow find a way to get it done.
Good stuff. Bill Daly, I can't thank you enough, man. I know you love this stuff. So every year, we'll do a little post-mortem in a couple of weeks and look back at the games. I appreciate you. Enjoy your trip up to West Boak. It's a great school, a lot of great people up there. You get an opportunity to see a couple of former Berlin coaches, baseball and football-wise, and you'll enjoy it. And thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, Larry. You be well, my friend.
You too. Bill Daly from the Miami Herald ends what I think has been a really good show. It's brief. Don't forget, next week we'll be back on Monday for 2 hours. You got hockey next. Let's get the Panthers going.